Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's March 17, 2007. And here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 3, 2002. We're back. An interesting question, Nazarene. Does the kingdom of God agree with the right of a child to report their parent to the authorities if they know they are breaking the law?
The kingdom of God not only agrees with this right, Alora, it insists upon it. If a child knows that a relative has committed a heinous crime, that child must report that crime, or they are as guilty of that crime as a parent. If a child knows a parent has committed murder and keeps that a secret all their lives and dies, they can never enter into the kingdom of heaven. Even if they go to some priest and confess it and say, have it forgiven for me, it will not help. If they keep that secret for all their lives that they know their parent has killed somebody, they can never enter into the kingdom of God because they have allowed someone to get away with murder. No matter how much you love someone, no matter how much you care about someone, if you know they are doing great evil, like killing people or selling drugs or perverting children, you have to report it. You cannot keep it a secret. You cannot say, oh, I love them so much, I cannot betray them. I have to keep this a secret. Someone else will find out about it. Someone else will tell about it. I can't do it. Someone else will have to do it. Then they are sentencing themselves to eternal death, for there is no hope for them. This is a sad circumstance. This is a bitter circumstance. But this is a truth that people have to accept. If you keep such a secret, you share the guilt of that secret, and there is no more hope for you than the person who has committed the crime.
I most certainly agree with that. We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. Did you ever wonder about what happens to someone after they die? Years ago, my husband Gerald channeled a book called Lennon, My Biography After Death, which we believe is very informative on the subject. We're sure you'll enjoy it. It may be found at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/lenin/links.htm. We're back. Nazarene, we recently reported that in one of the battles to defend Ellsworth, Maine, against the demons, you were wounded. This has angered some people. They say you are the Son of God. You can't be hurt. That's impossible. No demon could harm you. What do you say to this?
Alora, 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 what is the matter with people? I had to suffer and die for them. I suffered. I suffer for them. I am willing to suffer for them. If they don't understand that, they don't understand salvation, Alora. All of us are willing to fight and suffer for them, to endure pain for them, to feel anguish for them. This is ridiculous, Alora. Why don't people understand these things? They are very, very simple things. Of course I can suffer for them. Of course I can be hurt. I can be hurt. I heal. I come back. But I can be hurt. I suffer. I feel pain. I feel anguish when I am betrayed by them. I feel joy when they do good things for me. Lord, what are we going to do? How are we going to make people understand anything rational? They have these totally irrational ideas. They have these stupid ideas that some ignorant priest has come up with and started teaching that make no sense whatsoever. Sometimes I get very, very frustrated, Alora. Sometimes I get very, very frustrated indeed. It's just so hard for me sometimes to accept that they believe this stupidity.
Uh-oh, God's mad again.
Not mad, Alora. Deeply hurt. Very deeply hurt that they believe this nonsense and that they believe so little in me, but they believe the ignorance of man. It really hurts sometimes. It really does.
We'll be back again.